Lee, thank you for dialing in again and remembering. Xiaorong, have we got you as well?
Yeah, it's good.
Excellent, great, fantastic. Firstly, thank you for those who sent back in analysis documents. That's really appreciated. Anders, I see that you've just dropped one as well.
Yes, very late.
Brilliant. Oh, that's great news. I was starting to worry we weren't going to get anything done in the last 2 weeks. So that's really, really good news. Thank you, firstly, both for making the effort. How did you find firstly doing that exercise? Was it useful? What would you change?
Yeah. I think I think that doing such kind of analysis is not very necessary. I think it is push ourselves to read the document and to try to analyze what's the relationship with this document with the SSR. I think it's necessary.
Okay. Did you think it was useful? Did you say?
I think it's useful. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if someone else to read the summary. To check it is useful for them. For example, I can read your document review and to check if it is useful for us.
Got you. Okay. So to summarize, if you feel that it's important that we each of us reads the summary, the other person's summary, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that was certainly my intention of doing these documents is that we would all review the summaries and hopefully also refer back to the original documents as you read the summary as well to see if you feel the person's captured them. How about you, Anders?
Yes, I think the template we had was very useful, and I think we all will have a use of our different evaluations we do here. And just one thing I was wondering about, the scoring framework, was how controversial is the document. In my case, I wrote not acknowledged here. But it's okay, for certain documents, it will be relevant.
Yeah, sure. And I think if we feel that it's just not relevant to score it, I think, as you say, we just don't put a score in there.
Not applicable. Okay, good. I was up to read the next document also that I should have done, but unfortunately I was loaded with the new thoughts here that I couldn't deny. But from now, a couple of days, I have more time left. Actually.
Okay. Great. Well, that's really useful to know. For me, really, it's just understanding whether we want to. Do we want to carry on using this method of looking through documents and writing up a quick summary of the document in the way we have? Do we feel this is a worthwhile exercise?
Yeah, I think so. Because otherwise we would be very, very heavy workload if everyone should read all documents, expected to dedicate some documents for a certain person and then evaluate it like this. And then, I think this method will work.
Okay. I mean, it's interesting. I got my assistant, Cathy, to print out all of the documents, and she printed them out on double-sided paper. So if we just take that list that's in front of us from Denise, they completely fill two full-size binders. So for one person to have to go through all of that would be quite a job.
Yeah.
I mean, from my personal perspective, I found the strategic. I've picked up another document. I thought I'll have another go at a second one. Just reviewed the earlier strategic plan, the one that's about to be superseded. And fascinating and really useful because I found kind of key sections in that document that lead to some of the controversy that has been discussed. And so in terms of finding a document that's like, this is going to be a really important document, I found that really useful. Now, Patrick has since come back and said, actually the superseding document is actually more important and things have changed, that's great as well, and it shows how the plan is evolving. So it's starting to feel like we're sort of starting to pull together some key documents and key areas to focus on.
Yeah.
Well, that's really good. So in terms of for both of you who've done that one, are you comfortable with picking up another document during the next few days and having a look at another one?
Anders here again. I started to look at the same document that have you been looking at the strategic plan? Yes.
No, I took a look. I've taken a look. Yeah, I did a look at 2B, which was the previous strategic plan. You've got 2C, haven't you?
Yes, which is a draft strategic plan for the newer one. Yes. Mm.
That's right. Yeah. So I thought I'll have a go at the one that's prior to yours. To take a look through. So I think actually your analysis of 2C will be really, really useful, because we'll be able to compare and contrast what has changed over the last 12 months in the strategic plan.
Okay.
I don't know, were you CC'd on the note from Patrick that came in just a few minutes ago?
Yes, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, where he's saying, oh, a lot's changed, which is... Yeah, he has. Yeah, so clearly, I think that's going to be a really interesting piece of analysis to see how it compares to the points that I've picked out, and the points that you pick out, and see whether anything's changed.
Exactly. I've been looking at this the next 2 days.
Oh, fantastic! That's brilliant. Brilliant news. Great. Thank you so much for that.
Hi, Jeff. This is Artis from Sydney.
Say again. Sorry.
This is Artis from Sydney.
Oh, hi, Atif.
How are you?
Not too bad. Atif, have you dialed into the wrong... I think you may have dialed into the wrong sub-team call.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I mean, this is the SSR team. Which team are you in?
I'm in RT2.
Right, sorry. Which of the sub-teams are you in?
I'm working with Jeff.
Working with Jeff, too?
Okay, so Jeff's call starts in about 50 minutes' time, straight after this one.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I mean, you're more than welcome to stay and listen. By all means, please don't feel that you need to leave, but that Jeff's call starts in about 50 minutes.
Yeah, then I will leave then, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for popping by anyway.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, see you later.
Sorry, bye.
Cool. Xiaodong, how are you for picking up the next documents? I think you were going to pick up 7B, weren't you?
Yes, 7B. But okay. I haven't checked the document, but the document is very long. I think it's, maybe I need more time to review that.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I mean, again, I think where we've got particularly long documents, if it's a... What I found when I did the first one, which was about 45 pages long, was... Actually, although it's a weighty document, there's often quite a lot of the document you can just skip through because it's completely—it doesn't refer to anything around.
Yeah, for 7.B, it's very interesting. You know, this document is independent review of the ISSEC.
Yeah.
For the document itself, it's a review document.
Mm.
So I need to review the review document.
yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, are you happy going through this one? Because as you say, it looks like a very important document.
Yes.
That would be extremely useful, I think, if you could. So that would be great.
Yeah. Okay, I would try to finish the 7.B. If I think it's only necessary to go through that, I will try to pick up the 7.C.
Yeah, fantastic. That would be great. I mean, I think if with all of these documents, the purpose of our mission is to try and do an initial analysis of the document, determine how useful it is to the review team as a whole, pick out the key points in there. My feeling is what will happen next is once we will identify as a team probably 5 to 10 really important documents, which we would then say, right, to everybody, we need to analyze these in real detail and cross-reference between the documents. So the purpose of this initial review is to get through the bulk of the documents and say, right, these are the ones that we really need to spend some time with.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really useful if we can pick out any kind of analysis in it, and if people feel like there's they want to dig into it, that's also great. I wouldn't want people to not do that. But certainly, I think if just getting a high-level view and a high-level view of importance, I think will be key. I can guarantee that Anders' next one, the document 2C, which is the strategic plan, will be one of those documents that will be one of our sort of foundation documents.
I got information about a brand new document yesterday, which I sent to you now.
Okay.
It's a link to a brand new strategy for cyberspace threats and measures to tackle the threats, etc. Also deals with DNS and yeah.
Oh, right. Have you got edit rights on the wiki page, Anders? Do you know?
So let's put it there. Okay.
I was going to say, if you add it, you know Denise's list of all the documents. If you wanted just to add it onto the bottom of the document list, that would be fantastic.
Okay. Yeah.
And if you're having any problems with that, I'm sure Alice would be very happy to assist as well.
Yes. Okay. Can you do that, Alice?
Yes, happy to do so. Mm-hmm.
Oh, fantastic!
Thank you.
So I've been updating. On our Team One governance page. I've just been updating the page. I've stuck your document in there already and put a tick by 7A. I'll keep updating that table. But by all means, if and when documents come in, you also want to just stick them update that table, the sort of progress table. That would be that's great as well. Feel free to do that.
Okay.
But you know, or alternatively, I'm very happy to do it. So whichever suits you. But don't, you know, again, I would hope the area of the wiki that we've got, you know, people just feel free to edit and add stuff as appropriate.
Okay, I try to learn that.
Brilliant.
Hi, Alejandro Pizante here. Morning, guys.
Hey, Alejandro. So, Alejandro, just to summarise, we've had some good progress from Xiaodong and both from Anders. We've got some document analysis have come in. I've been able to pick up another couple of documents this week as well and put those in. So we're starting to build up a list of analysis against each document, which is good news.
Very good. That's excellent. Now, how can I support or help?
I think it probably would be great, and I'd hopefully speak for the others, is, you know, as we do some of the analysis, it would be great if you wanted to cast your eye across some of the documents that are coming in.
I sure will.
Getting your feel for how useful you feel they are in terms of as an initial triage against the documents, and whether we're picking up which are the important documents and whether we're picking up the ones that are perhaps not so important to us.
I sure will, certainly. Hope to do so in the next 48 hours at most.
That would be great. And I think if you could perform almost sort of a little bit like a sort of independent auditor of our progress, that would be very useful to us. You know,
or just add myself as one more team member.
Exactly. Just kind of take a look at it, because you can sort of look down and say, great, this is good. I can see a pattern forming. This is working well. Or, you know, it's not. I'm not getting a good overview. Whatever you feel is the flavor you're getting from the analysis that we're doing would be a really useful sense check for us, I think.
I'll do so very gladly. I'm heartened. Just as I was boarding my car, I saw that Anders' document has come in. I have to say I'm taking part in this going through Mexico City traffic at 7:15 a.m., which is one of the peak hours.
Well, thank you.
Forgive me if I'm distracted at moments, but...
Don't crash, whatever you do.
No, absolutely not. It does look silent for now, at least there's not a lot of horns honking. So anyway, I'm heartened by the progress. I think this sub-team is doing well, it's catching up. We need to do all this work. You all know that, I guess you're beginning to look at, some of you are beginning to look at the countdown calendar for Singapore, and we really have to enable ourselves to have a very, very productive session out there. We cannot emerge from a session without having gone through deep, almost final analysis of some of the most meaningful documents, planned interviews, started drafting, grasping, choosing the most significant salient points that we see there that are, you know, either very well done or very much in need of care by ICANN or by some of the constituents of ICANN. So getting ready for that means certainly that we should finish this triage by this weekend, have a first set of documents. There's no way we're going to, each sub-team going to be able to go through 200 documents. If each sub-team goes through a dozen, it would be fantastic. So this triage should be, we should be able to finish it by this weekend and start really working on the documents. And also the other thing that I would beg you is to start brainstorming, thinking, or just throwing them out, just shooting out ideas of who we need to talk to. We only have a scheduled interview, good one for 2 hours, with the Stability and Security Advisory Committee, and we're looking for schedule with GAC leadership. They have not yet responded. My request is still there from April 5th, and they are still working on it, which, of course, means a lot of uncertainty in our schedules as well. But, you know, we should be able to talk to, you know, 10 people while we're 20 people if we divide it into sub-teams. While we are in Singapore, each of us is being like 3 interviews, which should be something we can fit into schedules, even if some of the interviews, for example, are not exactly on the subject one sub-team is engaged in, but you can do it as a, I mean, share that as a full review team load. So I'm very heartened again. I think that, you know, the steps you have taken already do put us in that route. But I don't want to interrupt more. I would like more to listen and let you, Simon, carry on with the meeting.
Good. Great. Thank you. Thank you for that. I mean, Anders and Jelang, how do you feel in terms of progress? Do you feel in terms of getting through a good chunk of these documents prior to Singapore is achievable?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
So here's my, Alejandro Pizanti here. Here's my thoughts. I also think it's a daunting task to think that everybody can read 10 documents and grade them, you know, find the critical points, grade them, start drafting on what our thoughts are. But if we think that, let's say, in the next 10 days, each of us can, not in the next 10 days, but let's say that during a week, which would start Monday, each of us can go through at least one sizable document or a couple of not so sizable ones, then we would have a base in 10 days from now, at the end of next week, from which we can really begin to go into the core. So what we have to do with this triage exercise is to find what are really the topmost documents that people consider important and consider that they actually can work on. And with that triage, the top tier will be one document per head or two documents per head, and I think that that's achievable. That's why I'm trying to focus on the triage. And, you know, not this triage will not be 200 lines in a table. It will be 10 lines in a table, and it will be one or two documents per head to actually work on before leaving for Singapore. So we would already know your thoughts a week before Singapore. Does that look more like achievable?
I think it does. How do you feel, guys?
Yeah, one document. Did you say two documents per head from now?
I think that should be achievable. I mean, I think how long did Anders, just as a feel, how long did it take you to review your first document?
Yeah, it took around 2 hours, actually.
Okay.
So it was not so lengthy. It was just 13 pages, and they're rather comprehensive. So, it might be a tougher document.
Got you, yeah.
But there are rather many documents. How many people can we use with it, actually? It's all groups? Yeah.
So in principle, getting through those documents, it's the whole of Team 1 reviewing it. So there should be five of us working on this. So we, in terms of getting through those documents, we should be able to get through them very clearly before Singapore, if we are all able to sort of bear the load of doing that. I guess the challenge is for those that aren't on the call or maybe finding it a little difficult to get through the work, then that just means, you know, that slows us down a little bit, and perhaps the others of us who've got a bit more time may need to pick up the strain a bit and pick up the load. So I'm certainly happy to keep carrying on and just picking documents off and doing analysis as I've got time to do it. I mean, again, if either of Anders or Xiaolong, if you feel you're able to do that, then that's fantastic. If not, I totally understand.
I think that I can try and finish that, but I think even if it's a little bit difficult for me to finish that, but I can try.
Sure. I think I can at least one document a week after Singapore.
Sorry, I have a question, Shannon. I'm not sure what's the task for everyone. I picked the section 7, right? And
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I pick another section.
So if you go to, Xiaolong, if you go to our Team 1, if you go to the wiki site for Team 1, if you look, there's a grid in there that tells you what everybody's working on.
Okay.
So you basically, if it's not down in the grid, then by all means put an entry into the grid to say I'm going to work on this one, and then pick that document. So we can all, I can see Anders has added a document. We can all edit that grid and just add in as we go. So, you know, there are, as you know, a number of documents. There's probably 20 or so documents, so feel free to pick another one. And ideally, we're going to try and get through that whole list, and I'm really comfortable if people want to pick documents that interest them, because I think if it's a document that interests you, you're more likely to spend time really going through it. So, again, for me, it's about get as many done as we can, and then what we'll start to do is plug in the gaps where we haven't done analysis, I think. But for the moment, it's just a question of getting through as many documents as we can.
Okay.
If I may intervene, Alejandro Pisante here. I think that's and thanks and hello, Xiaolong. So good to say hello to you. I think that like in any project management, we have a choice between scope and depth. At this stage, we are still aiming to be sure about the largest scope possible. But sometime after, the focus of the triage is to do as much for scope as possible, and then choose to do as much for depth as possible. Once we have done this selection of documents, we will try to do the ones we do in as much depth as is reasonable and possible. So indeed, our choices have to be, you know, not what are essentially the most important documents and aspects of them for the review, but what are the most essential ones that we can actually work on. So we don't have to choose 80 documents out of 200. We have to choose as many as we're actually going to be able to work with. So if it's one per week per person, then what we have to do is choose something between 4 and 8 documents so that we can be sure that everyone tries to work with 2 of them, and we're sure that we get, you know, the 4-5 most essential ones done. I don't know if this comes clear. So it's scope versus depth. We're going for scope this week until, let's say, Monday, and then we start to go for depth. So because if we don't have depth in Singapore, then we don't have depth ever, unless some of you think otherwise, and I'll be very glad to understand this in a different manner.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think this is about just seeing how much I think we'll be surprised. I think once we start just as you say, if we can pick off a couple of documents between now and the next sub-team meet, even if just the three of us from the team who are on the call at the moment, that's going to be 6 new documents, and that's quite, you know, that'll be quite significant progress from where we've been in the last 2 weeks. So I think it's just a question of keeping going. We've got 4 weeks between now and Singapore. My intention is to get as many of these done as we can. I'm certainly committing to doing more analysis as I find time, so that we can get through the bulk of this. So, I don't know about you, everybody else on the call, but I've certainly found it really interesting reading. I've learned some things I just didn't know, and I found it very useful just to be reading these documents.
I think it's also important to let's all think about how we're going to use the first day, the day we meet all day in Singapore. What's the most efficient way to use that those hours?
Absolutely. Alejandro, have you got thoughts on that?
Yeah. Gone through a number of documents. What do we do then by that time? Yeah. You have some ideas?
From my perspective, pending Alejandro, my perspective is that this is an excellent opportunity to come back. As we start to see some patterns in these documents and start to see which are useful, I'm going to draft up a framework matrix of the documents to say these are the ones that are really important, these are the ones that are less important. If you're looking at implementation, Jeff and your team, these are the documents that you really want to focus on. If you're looking at future gazing, or you're looking at scanning the environment, i.e. Martin's team, these are the documents you really want to focus on. And so we'll start to have that discussion about, right, this is where we need to really do the deep analysis. And frankly, I think between what we need to do is when we leave Singapore is come out of the Singapore meeting with a clear set of analysis tasks that each of the team is going to do, because so that we're in a position to start creating a draft, some draft conclusions before the October ICANN.
That is correct. I think that a useful way to get into this work for all is to think of the final report. What's the final report going to look like? And I think that the final report will say, we found strengths in stability, security, and resiliency provided by, for example, the policy development process, or by the quality of the contracts that take care of escrow for failing registrars. And we're going to say we find weaknesses in that parts of the policy development process are very open to manipulation and therefore create instability. That's the kind of report we're going to have. It's going to be pretty crisp. It's going to have some, maybe diplomatic, but otherwise pretty clear sentences in it. So think of that as you read the document. And each of you has a field of expertise and a field of curiosity, I would say. When I say a field of expertise, for example, I would say that Xiaopeng knows very well the CCNSO environment. And you also have a field of curiosity, which means, or of interest, which means for example, a lot of the political risk of abiding only by a U.S. kind of view, or a U.S. European Union kind of view. How other countries react to that and how that manifests itself. So this, by combining these two perspectives with a sharp eye, you can get into a couple of important things like, affirmations of commitments and some of the, more technical security issues. Two documents. In the end, you will be providing 10 statements to the final report. So think of those as you start now. I don't know if this makes sense for you.
Yeah, it certainly does for me, yeah. Okay. I think given that we've made some progress, and I think we've had a useful discussion, I would suggest that we probably we keep this call shorter than the full hour. Is there anything that anybody who's on the call would like to cover now that we can't cover by email or discussions? Are you happy with the next set of tasks and coming back in 2 weeks' time to discuss again? Does that feel right to everybody? Anders, how does that feel for you?
I'll wait for the other sub-team members, and
Yeah. Anders, how does that feel for you? Well, Zhao Dong, are you there still?
No.
Zhao Dong, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Are you comfortable? Are you comfortable with the tasks for the next couple of weeks?
I'm okay. Yeah.
Good. Okay. How about you, Anders? Are you okay? We seem to have lost Anders by the sounds of things.
Ouch.
Okay. Well, no problems. I think what we'll do then is. Alison Olof, thank you for coming on the call as well. What we'll do is I will follow up with a brief email just explaining what we're going to do, and if people want to contribute to that, then on an email discussion, that's no problem.
Yeah, I have a question. Yeah,
go for it.
I trust to use the Wikipedia. I suggest if it is necessary for us to list all of the tasks everyone pick in this page, and define the preferred finished type. For example, I picked up the 7.B. I gave a preferred finished time, and I will list all of the document I want to view, and define the preferred time.
By all means, do that. If you wanted to add a column, if you want to add a column in Jadon for that, then that's that would be fantastic. At the moment, I wanted just to, this is really just a simple list to keep track of who's doing what, and also to provide us with somewhere to click on so we can read the results. So by all means, customize this. I think if you want to say, right, I'm going to take these four documents and reserve them for me to work on, really happy with that. That's great.
Yeah, I think everyone is very busy. I think this Wikipedia is very useful. I think this page can remind everyone to try to finish the document.
I hear you, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, by all means, add that in and edit that table, please do, yeah.
Hello, Anders, again. I was away from the conference. I was thrown out for some minutes here. So.
Oh, no problems. Anders, we were just saying we were about to close up. Just wanted to check whether you were comfortable with where we were and then what we were going to do in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, of course, yes.
Great, okay. And Zhao Dong was just saying that he was going to edit the table to sort of pick, say, three or four documents that he wanted to work on and sort of reserve them, if you like, and put a sort of time, an estimated time when they'd be completed. So I think that's particularly, that's going to be very useful too. So I'm certainly going to pick another couple of documents and reserve them for me and say, right, I'll work on these two over the next week or so. Again, I think if we can use this table just to keep, we all refer back to this table, that will prevent any of us from sort of duplicating effort, if you like.
Okay, that's good.
We notify what we are going to look at after seeing one governance webpage.
Exactly, and also it's really easy to send around an email as well if people want to.
Okay.
I would encourage everybody to also communicate by email if you notice that it's being easier than using the wiki. And certainly Simon then would ask you for a bit of extra help in making sure that things you get through email, you record them yourself on the wiki.
Yeah, that's already been done, yeah. So as stuff's coming in, if it hasn't been stuck on by the author already, I'm putting it in. So I've done that already for Zhao Dong. So, yeah, we'll definitely keep that up.
Very good. Okay. Well, this can't fail. This thing, I mean, all subteams, the whole review team has excellent members. You have great leadership. I think that, you know, just keep on it. Focus on the end result, which will be much more in need of depth and scope. So let's canvas the whole scope thing from now to, I mean, whatever you can do through next Monday, communicate, and then let's go in depth. And Simon, I'm very impressed with what you're achieving.
Great. Oh, I'm pleased that we're I mean, it's a team effort, and it's great that everybody's been contributing. So that's really, really, I'm really heartened by the fact we've got some analysis back and we've got people on the call, so that's great. So thank you, particularly Anders and Jelan, thank you for your contributions. That's been fantastic. So
thank you, Simon.
Great. So on that note, we'll end the call. Alice and Olaf, thank you so much for setting up again and getting the call ready. And Alice, thank you for your help with editing the wiki and stuff. That's been really useful. So if there's nothing else anybody wants to discuss right now, then I suggest we sign off and we can all catch up via email over the coming days.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you, everyone.
Great. Thank you all.
Everybody, and thanks for all.
We'll speak soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Great. Bye-bye. Bye.